The Two Fit Crazies and a Microphone podcast is brought to you by Fit Fix Now, one of the leading online, affordable, accredited, and convenient continuing education platforms for busy fitness professionals. www.fitfixnow.com. Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Hell yeah.
Wow. So I'm just going to apologize to all the Two Fit Crazy fans because it's been a hot minute.
Why are you Southern?
It's been a hot minute since, because you don't know, it's been a while. You don't know, maybe I'm Southern now.
Something.
Yeah, I am something and so are you. So it's been a little while since we had our last show because things have been a little crazy in the fit crazy world and we need to do better. There's been a lot of people asking what's going on. They're jonesing for episodes.
Yeah.
So we're on it. We're on it.
Yeah.
We're on it.
Look, it ain't easy. Yeah. And most of it's just like, well, first of all, I'm just glad you're nailed down to New Jersey for a couple of days, Conti. I'm like, well, she's
what
where
about this
now?
Day? I'm like, I'm not here.
The other day I went onto the Facebook,
yeah.
And you were in Portugal.
I was.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, of all the, like, I know, like,
oh,
look,
it was awesome.
Conti goes to Florida. Yeah. Conti goes to Maryland. Conti goes to Vegas.
Boston.
Blah, 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 whatever. Portugal?
Lisbon.
I'm like, this is a new one.
It was.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have Portugal on the Conti bingo card.
No. That was once a year. And I squeezed this in, like, the worst time of the year anyway, but I squeezed in our annual girls trip every year for an extended weekend for I don't know how long. We've been doing a girls trip, which is freaking amazing. And we just, like, four of us, whatever, we'll go and, like, get an Airbnb and we'll all split it. We'll stay together. Last year we did Napa. We ran the Napa Marathon. One of us did the full, the half, the 5K, and this year it was a last minute thing. We didn't know if we could do something, and I'm like, you know what? My friend's like, let's go to, like, I really want to go to Italy, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of far, and, like, the airlines.
Portugal.
No, so I get on my app, and I'm like, you know, it's only a red eye 5.5 hours. We take off at 9:45. You get there at 8 a.m. You have a full day. And then on the way back, you know, we kind of sleep on the plane. And it was, number one, is that really it was the airline. Like, and I used some of my points. The Portugal, Lisbon, A, it's beautiful. It's one of the oldest cities, yeah. Older than Italy and whatever. And it's cheap.
Yeah.
Europe
is cheap right now.
Each of us threw in like $300 to get a 5-bedroom apartment for 3 nights and 4 days.
It's awesome.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And big meals we had, whatever. You know, we had this big, huge course meal and wine and this, and it was $50 each. Like, you're there for 4 hours with an experience. And we were like, oh, my God, this is the cheapest vacation we've ever had. It was so cost effective and beautiful. So anyway, that's why I was there across the pond.
Okay.
Yeah. It was the one time I was not working. The one time. One.
You didn't work?
I didn't work. I wasn't like...
Bullshit.
Guiding whatever.
No, you were like, I have a meeting. You're like, I know that you like pulled the laptop.
Like,
Two
things. But
see?
I check, but it's still like you're Lisbon. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's the beauty of online things. That you can still be, you know, working, but from anywhere. Like, it's my goal.
How's your Portuguese?
Be in Tahiti. Obrigado. It's thank you.
Oh.
You know.
You say it like that?
Obrigado.
You're just some freaking condescending American traveler. Yeah.
Everyone in Europe hates us. Everyone in the world. Every other country hates the United States, though. That I did learn, and that kind of sucks. Because not all of us are bad. You know?
It's
you can't generalize.
Freaking shit show right now.
It is. It's really, it's interesting. But needless to say, okay,
Don't even get me started. Right? What do we talk about?
Anywhere.
Politics, religion, and nutrition.
Oh,
those are the three taboo subjects never to talk in mixed company.
Nutrition.
Right?
exercise plans.
I've added nutrition.
Marathon training.
No, I mean, because, yeah, whatever. But, like, you know, you kind of differ on that. Yeah, because everyone's like, oh.
You
know,
you should be this.
I'm this.
Eat that.
I'm that.
If you eat this, you're going to be that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. So I don't know about that.
And then the rest of the world's just like, fuck it. Give me my shot.
Oh, God, please. Please. I don't, you know what? Yeah. There's not many people. I'm going to throw this out here.
It's
There's not many people. And that's a whole nother. Like bag of worms that, you know, is it good? Is it bad? Do we deep? Okay, that's, but I don't know anyone that started it and then has stopped it. That's number one, because they're addicted to it. Number two, all the people that started it and stopped it gained all the weight back. I'm like, hello, this is every diet
this is every
in the
diet.
Whole world.
Yeah, that, you're just doing
from
shot
the beginning
form.
Of time, whether it's Nutrisystem or a pill or a potion or a, what's my favorite? The shakes. Just eat like a couple shakes and a sensible dinner. I'm like, lay off me. I'm starving by like day three. I'm like, give me all the French fries.
Yeah, seriously, just like anything. Yeah, it blows my mind. It's a thing. It's here. People are using it. I actually saw at you know, all of our favorite gym that we get to go to from time to time. Some me lately more than others.
Did you see I was swimming today with my goggle marks on my face?
No, I didn't see. I was there today. We'll explain what we're talking about. But they now have a, which I guess is a thing, right?
What?
A fitness industry where they're having.
I've been to every conference. Let me know.
Which one are we talking about? They have a whole, like, you know, course or a whole group catered to
GLP ones.
GLP.
Oh,
but,
that's
but no,
hot
no,
topic
but working,
right now.
Working out with,
yeah,
with, you know, and I'm like, guys, don't
dealing with clients with GLP
fucking ones. Forget. Don't you forget what you're doing in the first place? It's great. I mean, this gym in particular, this world famous fancy pants.
Shout out to the owner who I saw again in a major conference and walked right by. You know,
Very bougie joint that has like an all
how
you can
do you not
eat.
Know who I am at this point.
All you
like,
can eat,
how did, like really, like hey, hi,
yeah.
Nice to see you.
I'd stop
I'm not
paying.
A bad person.
I'd stop paying him if I were you.
I need the pool. That's it. It's the only reason.
And I don't pay. I'm in this bougie ass gym with an all you can eat buffet. All you can eat buffet at the gym.
Where's an all you can eat buffet?
I don't know. From time to time, where they have a cafe with
the
like
salad bar, isn't it?
No,
like
but
a
the
Wednesday?
Salad bar is good. Tuesday's salad bar is good. I'm there on Tuesdays.
Oh my gosh,
don't worry.
This is a thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a cruise ship now.
No, like no, it is.
It's like an indoor cruise ship.
It's sun,
actually,
it's a freaking landlocked cruise ship.
Yeah. this octogenarians buffet. Getting a sauna in the hot tub.
Clients with
is
special,
there some shuffleboard there?
Clients with special needs. That's why I'm there. So 3 to 4 days a week, I'm in this place. They'll never ever give them any money. I'm in there training clients.
What you do though? Can you explain like why you're in there with them? Because this is just so awesome. You get to do that. I work with the 1% better people. Like, I'm sorry. Like. The Two Fit Crazies are coming strong with our...
I swear, I told you a long time ago, I don't ever need to coach or train another athlete again for the rest of my life. Now I do coach. I do coach high school track and field, Group 4 state champions this year.
Yeah.
But I don't ever need to do like one-on-one private training with another athlete again for the rest of my life unless I'm coaching them and running. Run training, like I'll do that shit all day.
After working with this clientele?
Well, just in general. Like, you know, I just kind of always thought that way because it's like, you know, the dad's trying to send you over the next Johnny football and, you know, it wants me to work on his 40
time
and
weird?
Then I find out he's 12.
You know what's weird? when you're standing over someone, just watching them, like, do exercises. Like, all right, now do 10 of these. I'm just going to stand here.
Oh, yeah.
That weirds me out, and that's why I've never been a personal trainer that doesn't, like, do things with people. Because I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah, in this case, a little bit, because I have to monitor them a lot.
This is different.
So totally different. But one of them, like, clipboard, you know, one of them clipboard trainers. Mm-hmm. I'm not that. I'm not that at all. So, but in this case, I kind of do. So my friend started a day program for mostly autistic kids that have aged out of the school system. And what happens after they leave the school system, they pretty much just go and sit at home
and play video games.
Like the group bus. Yeah. Playing a lot of video games, mm-hmm. online chatting with like relationships with AI people that don't even really exist. That's a thing.
Yeah.
And they, they just sit there and stare at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Completely serviceable humans that have aged out of the school system but now have nothing to do, or they get on like this bus and like takes them to like this like center where they all just sit around and do the same thing there.
Right.
They don't leave the room.
Right.
It's like arts and crafts time, you know, and they're like, you know, I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
So the day program that my friend Jen Dyer started, she's awesome. She's an earth angel, no doubt about it. She she was working with some of these kids at a high school, and she was like, all my kids are aging out of the school system.
Yeah, now what?
Here in New Jersey, they go till they're 21.
Which is great.
Yeah. And then after that,
now what?
School can't make any money off them, so they're like, you know, you're shipped off. So Next Steps, adult mm-hmm. day program, is us. And, you know, I'm the health and wellness coordinator for the program.
Yay.
They have jobs. They have they work through the program. We have like community inclusion and things like
placement.
That. Yeah, placement.
Yeah.
Whether it's it's really good, and they're all amazing, right? They're all they're very intelligent, people, and part of the program is that 3 days a week or so, we go to the fancy richy that they all have memberships for, right? They all have memberships for.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking anything from. Really intelligent humans. They're all intelligent, but, some are nonverbal. Some have had other disabilities, that have commingled with their autism. All super freaking capable of exercise. Some not so much. We've had some kids that had some strokes or some... they had leukemia when they were younger, coupled with this, and some of the treatments that they had have, caused their bodies, just left them with less than, ideal bodies for exercise. Let's put it that way. But weight is an issue for a lot of them.
Right.
Willingness in some cases is an issue, for them. And they, but we have a blast. I'm in there. I write them personal fitness plans. They know what they're due. We do a lot of, cardio/strength training. It's really fascinating.
They're beautiful
stuff.
Humans.
Oh, they're the best. They're the best. I prefer them over,
mm-hmm.
what
fully
do I call
capable.
Yeah,
people.
Yeah,
fully
yeah,
functioning.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just so much fun. Their reaction to exercise is extraordinary. The way that they feel, the way that they, you talk about glowing. They come alive. We have a blast, and I get to go to this gym and train them for, without paying a membership, which is an agreement that we mm-hmm. have with them. They know
yeah.
who I am and they know what I do. And the cool thing is that all the trainers, a lot of them, they're cool. Like mm-hmm. they, I talk to them, they ask me what the heck's going on, how do you do it? And I tell them. I never ever was in a gym setting ever in my life, even when I was in gyms working a lot, where I used like the machines,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, the chest press and the, leg curl and all that stuff. I use it a lot for them.
Well, stabilization.
It's so cool. Yeah. No, it's good.
Safer
yeah.
on those.
It's really, it's right. the safety thing. I have very limited, as far as, I'm not going to put some dumbbells in their hand and tell them to press them overhead.
Well, balance
we got a machine
is a big
for that. Exactly. Yeah. No. So there's all
vestibular
sorts of
like stuff is usually, but
it's like,
it's cool.
It's so cool because every kid, I call them kids, they're 21 and over, but we're really from like 21 to age 30. Mm-hmm. Every kid is a puzzle and there's problem solvings for me working with them. And sometimes I'll have five or six kind of randomly placed. I might have two on a bike, you know, two strength training over here. You know, some are more independent than others, and them, I'm like, here's your plan, get going. You know, you don't need me for today. You know, if you need me for something, I'm here, but whatever, they can kind of do that. Places got a pool. Sometimes when they're finished, they'll go take a dip for 20 minutes or so. I'm talking living their best freaking lives.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on top of that, just we talked.
And it's health.
Oh, like it's everything.
They're moving. They're it's not so, sitting there. It's there's so socialization. Beautiful. There's
it's,
like.
It's purpose. It's health. Their jobs. Mm-hmm. So they'll work like, you know, a couple hours a day, show up at about lunchtime, eat a little lunch, get into the gym, work out for the rest of the day.
Sounds amazing.
It's freaking country club. It's like, it's so cool.
But it's awesome.
I love it.
Well,
I love it.
I hope that everybody is listening to this. Right? Because we all know people that, you know, maybe you think, oh, they can't, or, you know, they're written off. And again, it doesn't have to be autism or Down syndrome, or it could be anything neurodiverse. It could be someone with a freaking injury or someone that has gone through or has been diagnosed with a disease.
Yeah.
A lot of trainers, like to your point, a lot of trainers are like kind of shy away. Like, I don't know how to work with them, or you know what? There's no answer. There's no, like, follow this and say this to this person. It's like you said, it's a puzzle. Like, what's the trigger for this person? Yeah. These two shouldn't really be near each other because this person's super loud. This person has an auditory, like, you know, trigger.
All that stuff
and
happens.
I think it's fascinating, and I think it really makes you step back and appreciate health and appreciate wellness. And I hope that every single person in the fitness and wellness industry gets a chance or seeks out, go work with the Special Olympics for a day. Go volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
Go volunteer somewhere.
I rely on, well,
oh,
here's the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I rely on a lot of what they do. And I, you know, obviously I've researched and working with this particular population and really done a lot. But what I've found out mostly is that a lot of it's outdated. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff that they're doing is, you know, it's not about excellence in training, right? It's not about excellence for the client in training.
No, it's not how
about
much
pulling
weight you're
going to
add or how many reps
it's really, yeah, it's really basic stuff. I mean, it's almost like, you know, Disneyland romper room type of stuff for the athlete
it's
or
fun.
For the client.
It's about fun.
It's fun. We keep it. And look, a couple times a week, I go up in that Studio C that's up there, and
you just like peg each other with balls or something.
No,
like,
I set up circuit like boot camp style, battle ropes, you know, pushing sleds.
That's so fun though.
Like all sorts of they're punching bags. Like they are working hard. They don't know it. We crank tunes. I swear we blow the roof off that place like 3 days a week. And it is so freaking cool because like they all know, like they look forward to it. They're all like, it's Thursday, like tomorrow, today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow, Thursday at about 12:05 Studio C at the bougie joint. We're blowing the freaking roof off that place. And we're going to have like, you know, circuits bouncing back and forth, time on the clock. I do a lot of stuff on the clock. Obviously, you know, it just kind of keeps things in balance. Not everybody's pulling the same reps, you know, in the room. I've got kids that one will say, you know, like, you know, Coach Brian, they call me Coach Brian, Coach Brian, I'm not feeling good today. I was like, good, you're filming. Mm-hmm. Like you can film today.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, good. You know, like that's it. One girl in particular, she'll do anything she can to get out of exercise. Right. And I mean, like, you name it. I mean, I've never seen a girl with this many periods.
Oh, my God.
Right? Like, it's like constantly.
And that's when you're supposed to work out, yeah, by the way.
Okay, yeah. So, but, you know, my tummy hurts, you know. Okay, fair enough. But
really?
I'm like, but
I was
we
the
get,
coach who was like, oh, well, let's just do this because it'll hurt less.
We, but say what you got to say.
Right.
For that girl in particular, when she first started, I would go, I would walk up the stairs with her. Mm-hmm. I'd walk around the top level. I'd walk down the stairs with her.
That'd be it.
And she'd say, what are we doing? I said, oh, we're just looking for something.
Yeah.
And we would just do that for like 15, 20 minutes. And like that was her exercise. Mm. Now she's involved. Now she's riding. She's riding machines. You know, she's
love it.
Yeah.
So the what I would say too, you just talked about like being outdated, right? One of my biggest pet peeves, huge pet peeve, is people that give you advice, right? And this goes for this. It goes for anything, whatever you want to talk about. That are not currently doing it, like that are not getting their hands dirty, right? They're like, you do this and you do that, and this is how you should work with this type of client, and you just do bop, bop, bop. Like, yeah, nope. I'd like you, you know, like you said, I'd like you to, this is the research, yet why don't you go spend like 9 hours straight with an athlete or a person and come back to me and see what that's like. And that I think has been a big, you know, it's like when I was a teacher and it was like the administrator's like, well, you need to do this and this. And I'm like, get your ass in the classroom. Cause like on a day to day, that's not going to work. Or with the
boots in the ground,
autistic, you know, people I work with and Down syndrome or whatever. And it's like, the research says this. And I'm like, yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell my athlete that on, you know, hour 7 of trying to perform where it's just the two of us, you know? And I'm like,
that's the whole thing. And look, you
figure it out.
And well, exactly.
Don't you know, be
that's
afraid
the whole
to figure it out.
Thing with like anything cookie cutter or anything broad paint or anything like textbook. Like, yeah.
What, I thought we ripped up and burned those books, but like, it's 8 years ago.
Well, but it's also like, show me who I'm working with. Show me the person. Show me the client. Mm-hmm. Right? We've had this conversation a million times on the show. Right? What's the best thing for me to do if I want to? And it's like, well, show me who we're working with. You know?
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
I was on a panel recently, and it was for one of the like the Army Reserves. Like they have a huge health and wellness initiative, which is fantastic, right?
Yeah.
For passing all these tests and keeping everyone.
They are important.
Kind of important.
They fight wars.
Right?
And
okay.
Must be a little healthier.
But it's an issue because people like don't run and they let it go and then they can't pass the test again every year. And so I'm on this panel with someone that is actually, you know, an officer, and it was myself and someone else with an interview. And it was like basics to pass the running test is only 2 miles.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's like just little obstacles or things they have to get through. And the question was, what type of shoes should I wear? And I go, and I'm like, first of all, yes, if you're really serious about running, go to a running store, get your gait analyzed, blah, 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 whatever. I said, we're talking 2 miles, right? Like 2 miles?
Yeah.
Like, you're not running a marathon.
No.
You're not. I go, what shoes are comfortable for you?
Yeah.
What shoes will you put on and actually run in? That was my response.
The ones you're going to run
those in. Are the ones. Those are the ones.
Buy them. Buy two.
And they're like, but what about brands? And I go, what shoes do you have in your closet?
Yeah.
I go, and also, there's people that run with no shoes.
Yeah.
So you don't even need shoes. Like, I was like, oh my God.
The only equipment you need are sneakers, and they're optional.
Like, I am the worst person to ask these questions because I'm like, where should you run? I'm
like, you're talking about shoes? Talking about sneakers?
But it's like, where should you run? And I'm like, where do you live?
Yeah.
I'm like, see outside your door?
Yeah, you got a front
door.
Start
there.
Yeah.
Start there. Like, I mean, we overcomplicate all this stuff so much that I feel like when we work with different people, we're like, okay, let's walk. Get out of here. You don't have to take a hit circuit headboard with all these props. And I'm like, No, those are for you to trip over. Just let's move. Let's move our feet. Let's stretch a little bit.
Seriously.
Take some deep breaths.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. So you won some big awards, too, by the way. Please shout out. Please shout yourself out of what awards you've won recently.
That I've won?
Yes. Coach is this.
I don't win shit. They win it.
Yeah, well,
the athletes
the captain,
win it.
You're the captain of the ship, okay?
I'm the coach of
the ship.
We got captains. I got coach. I got the most incredible kids ever.
But you're still in this. This
Super
is the
athletes.
First year
I've got,
you've got all three seasons, correct?
At this school, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, this is... That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You got, but like things were up in the air, like for the last, you know, year or so, you were like, bah.
Oh, I got fucking railroaded at the other place. Yeah, no, But
everything happens for a reason, right? Look, said the pot, who has had freaked out like 1,000 times in the last 8 years, you know? Usually I'm the one with my head in the sand, like, bah!
Look, great athletes make good coaches, right? And these kids are so committed and dedicated, and I have a plan for them, right? And they execute.
Mm-hmm.
And when they execute and they do the right thing, you know, we're pretty good. We're, like, really good. And, you know, I've got extraordinary kids that work really hard. And when it comes to racing and competing and throwing and jumping and doing all mm-hmm. those things, they're really good at it. They take it seriously. And
any of them going to college right now?
Yeah, a lot of them. All right.
To keep competing? Like, are you sending a bunch? Where are they going? What are they doing?
Georgia Tech.
Wow. Yeah.
Georgia Tech, we got a Sacred Heart.
Okay.
Which is a good women's program, Division I mm-hmm. in Connecticut. We got another one going to Rider, which is a Division I program here in New Jersey. Those are like I've got four extraordinary girls right now. One of them's still a junior. She just went down to Adidas Nationals and won.
She went down there. Not only did she go down there, she won.
Yeah, she won. She won the whole damn thing. You know,
crazy.
Super awesome. Great kid. They're all great. They're really smart. They're like great students. They're great athletes. They work
You
real
deserve
hard.
This, though. I'm just going to say that. You deserve this.
But you know what? And she's a junior, so she's like, the world is hers. She's going to go like probably anywhere she wants. But we'll see. We'll see. Where she wants.
Mm-hmm.
We went to New Balance Nationals, which is the big national postseason meet. Mm-hmm. You know, brought a bunch of kids there. And
that's the Boston one?
That's in Boston. They all got their backpacks, and they go
nice.
There and they get their backpacks. That was really good. Our girls was, like, we had a really good showing in the distance medley relay there. And, like, we're high level. Like, we'll run Penn relays. We won the Group 4 state championship in New Jersey, which
What's the secret? I know you're like, my athletes are so good, but, like,
the secret is extraordinary athletes. You don't go anywhere without kids that are dedicated, committed, willing to put their ass on the line to freaking
But what
bust
are you
their
saying
ass.
To them? What are you doing?
It's
that?
Training.
Yeah?
It's training. I mean, there's only so many ways to train runners.
Just
making sure they're happy, making sure they're not doing too much.
Okay.
You know, keeping them in the sweet spot.
Just trying to see what our, like, big
some of
takeaways
it,
are.
Some of it,
like,
actually, when we won the sectional, which is the before the groups, is they have the sectional group championships and then AMITA champions.
Yeah.
And the sectional, we were all in to win. Like, we were strategically pacing kids in different races so that we can maximize our points and kind of do these things, and that was good. And really set them up to run... we win that. That was a big deal, right? Girls had never won it before, first in school history. We
names
freaking,
on the wall.
Yeah, we
Are
busted
plaques?
Out banners.
Are there banners?
We're getting banners, baby. We got
it's
a big old
banners.
Yeah. In
okay.
the gym, yeah,
just
the gym
sure.
set. Yeah. So we did that, and that was really cool. Like, we kind of knew that if everything mm-hmm. went well, we should win.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a little pressure,
That's
but
nice.
You know, but everything went well. They're great. Running's easy because it's like not easy, but you
yeah, running's easy. Did you hear?
No. Strategizing for it because it's like this kid runs this time and this kid runs this time. If everybody does what they're supposed to, this kid's going to come in first. This kid's going to come in second. You can kind of like mm-hmm. see the map a little bit. You know, obviously everyone's got to execute and run well.
Right.
So, but then for the group championships, which is the big one, right? New Jersey, we got six sections. So there's group 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then there's non-public A and B, which is the parochial schools and some of the private schools. So group 4 are the biggest schools in the state. You know, there's a lot of kids in these schools, so usually pretty good competition. You get, you know, smaller schools, group 1. You know, you've got good programs,
now what?
Really good programs. So we win the sectional, we go on to group 4. And we're just trying to position kids to get mm-hmm. through the meet of champions. We're just going to try and do our best. Halfway through the meet, one of my boys comes up to me. And he's like, the girls are winning. And I was like, group 4? Like, the meet? Like, we're winning? We weren't setting out to really win.
You always set out to win.
No. We were setting out for them to do well in their events.
Right.
But team point score wise, you kind of don't know because it depends. There's a lot of different. There's sprinters. There's hurdles. There's jumps going on. The shot puts. You know, the throw indoors. So like we're kind of looking at it. Pole vault. So I'm like, all right, what's scored? Right. So like they're like. High jump's already scored. Shot put's already scored. So, like, the points on them are, like, in. Yeah. Like, the count is in on them. I'm like, oh, shit, there's only three events left. And if we come in, blah, 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 like, you know, we can we can do this. And, so we ended up winning.
Crazy.
Yeah.
These are big deals. This is awesome.
It's really cool. I'm so happy for them. I have a picture that I'll show you. It's one of the best pictures because they're holding like the state champion sign and it was like not the one they posed for. It was the one they didn't pose for. It was just them being happy.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, so really cool stuff.
So good.
And then we go on to meet a champions and, you know, I got like two girls in the top eight of the state and in the mile and 1600.
That's awesome.
So just really.
It's great to have such positive stuff going on. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing.
The families are cool. Like
good.
Okay, so there you go, Conti. Check that one out.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm looking at the picture right now. They're happy.
They got the big old trophy. Oh. They got the big
runners
old
are
sign.
So little. He showed me this picture and I'm like, wow, look at how teeny they are.
So she's the Sacred Heart girl, she's the Rider girl, she's the Georgia Tech girl, she's the national champion. This girl is freaking superstar.
This is a big picture of a lot of underachievers is what I'm looking at right now. We only hang out with underachievers is what it is.
I told them. I said, listen, we're not here to participate. We're here to take over.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Right? Conor McGregor.
There's a big difference between like, you know, being a part of something and competing. Like, we're here to compete.
And look, all the families are cool. Like everything. We're having a ball. So it's really cool. It's fun.
Love it. The boys,
I didn't even talk about the boys. Boys are really freaking good too. Right. So we lost out on a couple spots where we didn't have jumps and throws. So
it's all right.
But we're developing them, and that we're better than we're better than we were in the beginning of the year. And you know, you just kind of growth, progress. Party time, Coach Brian. Party time.
All good.
Let's go.
All good. What about your boys, by the way?
Oh, they're freaking
awesome. We haven't heard about
Mo, Larry, and Curly
in a while. You know, still.
No, you name it.
Still hanging in there.
It's baseball season.
Baseball.
Little bit of soccer. Little bit of track. Okay. But it's baseball season.
But three kids. It's just like, hey, Mom, how many sports do your kids play?
So Dylan right now is on. He made the school baseball team, so he's playing travel baseball, rec baseball, and school ball. So he's on three baseball teams.
I'm like so against this whole thing. It's insanity.
Well, it's all baseball though. So yeah, I don't know. Colin's on the track team, which is cool. Alex is on the track team.
He is.
Yeah.
Now he's into lifting.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
Excited.
Oh yeah. And then Owen, the Golden Gorilla, is on two baseball teams and a soccer team, which is so much fun. Like, the soccer team is just awesome. Their coach is freaking awesome. He's, like, the best, like, kids, rah-rah,
that's
like,
awesome.
Coach. They live in Point Pleasant, the next town over. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I wish we lived in Point Pleasant so that he could coach my kids more.
Aww.
Right? He's the best. He's got a bunch of kids himself, and he's, you know, he's in it for, like, he's the dude. He's like, he's coaching hoops, and he's coaching baseball,
and he's
coaching soccer, and he's, you know, for all the right reasons.
Right.
Yeah. Not like some other guys that, like, coach the hoops and coach the basketball, just, like, and are intolerable.
It's a lot. I like the multiple sports. I think there's something to that with injury prevention and just like different muscles you're using, like not the same thing all the time. I know it's, you know, I know you like track and running,
but within track, we have, you know, a bunch of stuff that you can do.
The kettlebells, right?
Yeah. No, well, we're always lifting.
Right. But that's what I mean. Like,
we're always
do
lifting,
the other
but,
stuff.
Yeah, but even like...
Did you hear that, everybody? You do
sprinters,
other things aside from just one?
Like all our sprinters jump, right? Our sprinters are jumping either over things or into things or, you know, so...
Well, they need those fast twitch muscles,
Yeah,
you
or
know?
They're hurdling or we can pull some kids, you know, like we make a big point of running just about everything within reason. So like my milers will run 400s, they'll run 2 miles, they'll run 800s, they run mile, you know, like they, and the 400 runners will run an 800, they'll run 200s, they'll, you know, even 100s. My you know, my best quarter miler ran 55 indoor this year. And you're like, you know, yeah, he's awesome. That kid's sick. He's ran, you know, he runs a low 49 in the 400. He's junior. He's really good. Super nice kid. Super cool parents. Like, you know, it's like, all it's just, it's good fun. So, like, he was like, Coach, I'm running the 800. And I'm like, you bet your ass you're running the 800. It's going to make you a better 400 runner, you know? Like,
right.
And you're going to run the 200, too. Like, you got to kind of mix it up so you're not. Look, if you're just this, then you can only be just that.
Right, right.
Right? So, I'm a baller. Oh, yeah? You know, like, you know, you just play basketball. You're just a basketball player. Got news for you. The kids that just play basketball, that are really good at basketball, are going to be, like, they're really good. Had a conversation with a kid today. He's very good basketball player, plays AAU,
mm-hmm.
comes to my practice. He sprints a little and high jumps.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's got a lot of potential to be a very good high jumper. You know, you start jumping 6'2", 6'3", you know, 6'4", you're going to go to college, right? You can mm-hmm. go to college. And there's no speculation to that. If you go yeah. over the bar and it's measured at that height, yeah. you can, like, you know, there's like, you know, there's no gray area. And you can book it. Colleges are looking for yeah. guys that can do that. And if you can, you're in. Whereas, you know, but he's a basketball player.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, his whole thing is like, I got to miss practice for track because I got AAU and like
right,
all this stuff.
Right.
And I'm saying to, and AAU is so demanding.
Yeah.
The basketball is so demanding. The multi-sport athlete goes away once the one sport
right.
takes over and it becomes so demanding or so expensive that you have to, you can't give your attention to anything else because A, your parents are paying for it, and B, the coaches are like, what are you talking about? High jump, right? Meanwhile, Wilt Chamberlain's one of the greatest high
right.
jumpers like of all time. Like, you can tell them the history of it, but they don't understand it. So I'm like, this kid, I don't like cutting kids because that's a kid that in 3 years or 2 years
yeah.
or whatever could really help my team. So I asked to work with him. I said, can you work with us on
yeah.
this? Like, what can we do so that I don't cut you?
That's nice.
Right? I know it is. It is nice. But, you know, knowing full well that kid's more likely to jump 6'2 or 6'4 than he is to
get a basketball scholarship.
Fucking of course.
Yeah. Did you, I mean,
everybody thinks they're freaking good at basketball, and
also,
some are really, really good, but others is like,
you can be really good and still not make it any college
because
anything.
There's speculation. There's gray.
Or you don't know
who do you
how
play?
To do it.
What
are
you doing? What's
parents
your team
don't
on?
Know how to help you or whatever. But even I love this. I love the fact that you know, our good friends. There's son that one of Alex and Colin's good friends, right?
Jackson.
Is you know, football, like growing up, and all of a sudden, whoa, he's throwing. He's throwing, and I remember seeing something earlier in the winter season, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not to his mom. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not mistaken, but like, he's like really good.
He's really
right?
good.
Like, I was like, he's like really good. I'm like, what are the chances that he'll be like top in the state?
Really good.
And she was like, well, I don't know. Like, there's all these other people, whatever. And I remember posting like he threw this amazing, oh my God, amazing throw. And he was like, what, top of the state or number like
he was
three or
like,
four?
Yeah, no.
And I was like, see, I told you. I was like, but now he's so pumped. He can go throw if he keeps developing. He can go throw. At like
he's already there. He's already there. He's a sophomore. He
like,
threw over 50.
Big school with scholarship as opposed to a football scholarship, you know? Like,
just the likelihood and or like, just like I said, the speculation of,
whoa.
Yeah, he's got this size and he can do this.
A lot less injuries,
you know, and
shot put throwing also.
You know, but who do they play against? And, you know, you're in New Jersey, you're not in like Ohio football or Florida football or like California
gosh.
Football. You know, so like New
it's
Jersey
like when I went
New
out
Jersey
to California
football.
To train for volleyball and we'd get our asses handed to us. But on the East Coast, we were like the best.
Yeah.
And it, we were like, oh, okay.
So he's a sophomore. He threw over 50 feet in the shot put. He's like one of the best sophomores in the state. He eventually can become one of the. I went a couple times. Like,
did you see him?
Yeah, I would go because so I was at the meets and he would be throwing and I would like make, I go over to him or I just make sure like I saw him before the meet and I'm like, Jackson, like, let's get it. Like, you know, like really cool. And tracks like that, you know, you can kind of take, I have kids on different teams. I'm like, this is one of my favorite runners to watch run.
Yeah.
I can't wait till this kid runs and they're on like another team.
Right.
You know, maybe we're competing against them, but there's like
still
this,
want people to do
there's
well.
Some like, you know, these, yeah, because it's exciting because it's just like excellence. You like watching mm-hmm. excellence in any sport. Our friend, good friend Brian Hanlon,
his daughter's killing it.
His daughter's amazing. She was third down at Adidas Nationals in the high jump. She just signed with Monmouth. She's gonna, you know, compete.
Great.
She was second at the Meet of Champions in New Jersey. Really like just superstar. She had some, like, foot injuries. She went to jump one time, and her foot was under the mat. And when she jumped, she fractured her ligaments in the foot, something like that. She was in a boot for a while.
She go to Dr. John Connors?
I think she went to Dr. Stacy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, one of them. And, yeah, so she, you know, she needed to, you know, heal up. She's a former gymnast now jumping over high jumps because, you know, she got a little tall for that gymnastic stuff.
You mean she's over five feet?
She got a little tall and she got a little burnt out. And now she's, you know, look, the opportunity for her to get some money for college and jump Division I is sitting there for her. And she's a cool kid,
at the
kid
end
too.
Of the day.
Same thing. I like rooting for her.
Amazing. Sports, amazing. But now you're going to get an education, like, is going to help because of that. Like, yeah. That's really cool. Like, it's... I think sometimes people get wrapped up in the whole, like, gotta be good, gotta be... I'm like, okay, well, yeah, I want you to be good at that, but, like, what's the bigger picture?
The bigger thing,
like, are you
good...
making a connections to places? Do you get to travel places? I don't know.
Rule number one of Coach Bryant is be a good human.
Be a good human.
That's freaking it.
That's...
Right?
That's where we're at. I mean...
Be a good human, be here every day, give us your best effort... And contribute to the team in a positive manner. Those are my four rules.
And then the household rules are like mimic those. Your household rules.
Be a good
rules.
Human.
Yeah.
Right?
That's ours. And that kind of umbrellas everything else.
Yeah.
Like, pick up your shit, be a good human. Be,
well that's
okay.
It. Yeah. No,
okay.
Everything.
Like,
good humans have clean buses on the road trips. Right.
Good humans pick up their towels in the bathroom when they're wet.
Yeah.
They don't put them on the floor.
Yeah.
Because you're being mindful of
so we
all
harp
the things.
On that one big time. That's it. If I say, hey, rule number one, or like I point to some trash on the ground and I go, rule
yeah,
number one,
not
and
our
some
team.
Kid who, yeah,
not our team.
Like, well, somebody else is going to have the dirtiest spot that they leave after they're done with the track meet.
It's not
going to be us. We're going to lead. We're going to win group four in cleanliness.
Yes,
and just like
we
general
might even smell decent too.
Yeah, no. I mean, just like I say that about the buses.
Right.
I say, if there's a trophy for the cleanest bus, we're going to win it.
Yeah, or
right?
Just...
Because I hate it when they're just, like, disrespectful, entitled
or
kids.
Or yelling and cursing or whatever. Like,
stuff
screaming.
Like that.
Just, it's, yeah, there's a time and a place.
Every once in a while when I catch them cursing, like, oh, yeah. Oh. Every once in a while I say, hey, listen, watch your fucking language.
Yeah, yep.
Because they got to know, like, they, you know, they're kids too.
Right. Right.
You know, they're kids,
when
too.
When you're an adult, you can throw around the F word.
No,
as
but
the, needed.
And look, I do. Or I'll
as
say,
needed.
I'll
you
say
said that. As
them,
needed.
To them, I'll say effing because they get it. I can't say it all the time.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But honestly.
Look, I have not, and I'm not a type of coach that loses his cool. Like, I don't freaking, I'd rather hug him than yell at him. Like, but I have not had to, like, lose my cool on these kids.
Because they're good kids.
I got like 95% of the kids on a 150-something kid team are just like ready, willing, able. Yes, you know.
Just take this in life.
Yeah.
Because this doesn't always happen.
It doesn't always happen.
And it's not always going to be like this.
I've been on the other end of it where I'm like, you know,
you could appreciate it.
Getting kids to do like bare minimum, you know.
Well, this is life. This is like, I know you're talking about a team, but like I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah.
I don't care what the hell you're doing out there. You're in a gym, you're in a franchise, you're in a business, you're in a whatever. Like, yeah, appreciate the good shit because, like, things aren't always as, like, shiny and sparkly. So just, you know, take a moment and remember that. That's all. It's exciting.
You ready for
Very
Boston?
I am. This is really – we'll have to talk about this in another one. But y'all know that I guide, where I guide, but I also run every year with the Alzheimer's Association. So I'm coming back strong with my team and alls. And what's cool is that because I qualify, I don't take one of their bibs. So they let me, you know, so I just raise money, raise awareness. I think it's a good thing to do for anybody. But I was asked to guide another athlete for Boston.
For Boston.
So I will not only be running on behalf of, you know, to help team the Alzheimer's Association, but also be guiding an athlete named Andrew.
What's Andrew looking to
I
run?
I love Andrew. Okay. Andrew is amazing. I cannot wait. We are going to have the best time ever. Andrew like has a little shaggy hair, wears a bandana. Sometimes he could be also a rock star. Okay. Not really sure.
Yeah.
The first marathon he ever ran, he actually got dehydrated. It was really hot. He went to the hospital.
Oh no.
So he will never forget that. Andrew is, has, you know, autism, and I'm going to say Andrew's like 28 maybe. And, he's such a cool kid. He's so awesome. So nice. So talkative. We're probably going to finish in around like 5 hours or so.
It's awesome.
Which is great. So there's going to be two people this year from Team 1% Better that are running. It's going to be Andrew and another athlete. His name is Robert. Both of which are the sweetest, nicest people in the entire world. Robert is also training just like my boy Thomas, who I'm working with all year. To do their first Ironman in Panama City on November 1st. So we've been, so I just saw Robert and Thomas last weekend and the whole team, and I'm going to be down in Miami with them for the Miami Clash long distance triathlon. And then we've got a half Ironman we're doing and another race. So all prepping for the full on November 1st. God help me and help all of us. We're going to do this. And by the way, Chris is training for an ultra.
Oh, good. Come on, Chris. Let's go.
Apparently, I'm on the team. It's going to be in December. I will tell everyone the details of what the hell that is. All I know is that I'm not signing up for 100-mile running at any time soon. But I am happy to help guide
Tag
different
me in.
Sections Tag of me that. In. That's November 1st, Brian. So, you know, they're always whenever you want to come.
So I'm thinking out loud because
Nick's dad bought a house actually, or like a training facility house, which is so cool.
That's amazing.
So cool, and it has like 5 bedrooms, and all the bedrooms now have all these bunk beds in them. So it's almost like a camp.
Yeah,
it's the coolest freaking thing. Really cool. I was down there, Lake Louisa in Claremont, Florida. So the training is like around this huge lake and whatever. It's very safe to run, to bike. There's a little lake part you could swim.
It's amazing. It's
for training, and then eventually What's happening is that we're implementing more things. Like there's going to be almost like a camp. Like you can come for the weekend. There's time to train. There's time to read. There's time to like, you know, we eat all the meals together and whatnot. It is honestly, it's amazing because the parents can, you know, either be there, not be
there
that need to be.
Well, that's one of the things that I've really, really, really tapped into too. Like this group that I'm with now and I'm
really
working
powerful.
With them. Well, the families. You know, the health and wellness of the families is often put, you know, on the shelf in order to take care of the kids.
So that's what I've
learned. So, like, yeah, no, it's really, really, really.
So
I've talked a lot with the
parents of the athletes or people that have autism, Down syndrome, all these things, right? And they say that the one thing that's different, and I'm going to shout out to the Special Olympics. It's great, and I love it, and it's amazing. The one thing that I've heard from the parents, they say the Special Olympics is great, but they don't have the sense of community that is developed here. And I know that you have it with the people you work with, but with Team 1% Better, the family comes in and we work with the family and the athletes and we all sit down for dinner and that interaction is, you know, and the parents get to spend time together when we're out there with the guides or whatever, with their athletes, they get to talk and they get to bond and they get to just take a moment, take a deep breath and be like, okay.
Yeah.
And that, like, that's just unbelievable to me to be able to do that for them, knowing, you know, I'm blessed. My kids, you know, we're not born with autism or Down syndrome or whatnot. And
with needs like they have.
With special needs, yeah, that's all. But anyway, we could go on and on about that. And we're going to have to come back because there's so many more things that we need to cover in this amount of time of all the things, so many topics.
So I'm not running Boston.
I know.
I'm leaving my bib on the unless I can go run a 5-hour guided. Maybe I'll come run with you.
Do you have a bib?
I do, yeah.
Why don't you come with me? Why don't you come with us?
Because
we're going to just
because I've been injured
hop,
and I can't race it. And
okay, a 5-hour
no, no, I could do that.
Race,
I could do that.
That's what I'm doing, and it's going to be glorious.
Yeah, no, that I could.
Because you haven't done Boston like hippity hop. Last year when I guided Thomas, that was the best experience ever. Because I'm guiding him, and I mean the very end, I was yelling at him because I thought I could get him in under 4, but that was only at the very end.
Yeah.
Andrew and I are going to have a blast. Like, he is a fun
kid. As of now, I'm leaving the bib, like, at the freaking packet pickup.
Think
I'm not even going to go up and do it. So,
okay.
But
well,
and
just think about it.
It's the day after Easter this year, but this is cool. So I'll just, whatever, get up there. And that's lately, I've just been like, just go and freaking do it. Like, but.
Well, I would love to have you join us because we are going to have a blast. All right. That's all I have to say.
I mean,
I have a blast.
Yeah.
Like it.
Conti, this is the first year based off last year's 303 in the heat. This is the first year that when I did look to see what my number was and my corral and all that stuff. I'm wave 2.
Really?
I'm so disappointing. But I think the cutoff for wave 1.
Corral 1, wave. Oh, no, you're wave 2?
Yeah.
At a 303?
Yeah. I think the cutoff is 3. I think the red, I don't have the red bib this year.
I was so close to
and
the
I
red
was also,
bib.
Yeah.
I was wave 2 corral 1 at a 308 or whatever I ran.
Yeah. So, I'm wave 2 corral 2.
This year? Brian, I didn't even update my time from when I ran in the fall.
Yeah.
And I ran faster. Like, I was just like, I'm in on
whatever.
Care.
Yeah. That's kind of the way.
We'll use that next year.
And,
because if you guide then with us, you're in the very front. We start at the very front with all the pros.
I should just freaking run it then and just go. Cause
and we're just going to hippity hop. We're going to have a great time. That's all I have to say. We're not out there to whatever. It's Andrew. Robert is probably going to take, 6 hours to do it. And that's totally fine.
Tell the Nikitches that I would consider that in that way.
All you need to do is
I don't want to crash the party.
You're not crashing the party.
Yeah.
Rhonda's going to be Rhonda. Shout out to Rhonda Viteri. I'll see her this weekend. She's going to be guiding Robert, and I'll be with Andrew. And then what we do is shout out to Team Alzheimer's. They let us take my 1%ers on the
Alzheimer's
bus.
On the bus.
Uh-huh. So fun.
The bus is the way to go.
It is. It's amazing.
All right, Conti.
All right. Let's wrap this.
Let's do this.
Wrap this baby up.
Yeah.
Get this out.
Hey, it's
at least.
Nice seeing you.
It's nice seeing you, too.
Yeah.
We'll get this, once I'm back in Brick. It's a little chaos. April's a little chaos. There's so many more things that we need to talk about.
Look,
so
guys,
many more.
I'm busy. I'm busy, no doubt. There's no doubt about it. All right. Conti's been a little busy lately. Yeah.
I've been racking up those flying miles, is all I have to say.
Yeah.
You don't even rack them up. I don't even know what you do with them. But, I'm like, high five, United. High five.
Yeah.
High five. I might warm up my seat, my, 10A or whatever I sit in, every time.
You get the same seat?
Well, I try because it's my seat in the plane, A window. Lean to the left. Puts me to sleep. That plane noise. I actually have to listen to the white noise to go to bed at night. It sounds just like a plane. I love it.
I got glasses.
Like trendy ones?
No. Like I went to the eye doctor and they were like, you need glasses.
Okay.
For the first time in my life.
My eyes are getting better. So there you go. That means
I'm
getting older. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is great.
Now I'm like, oh, okay. I can see.
And then the other day too, I went to bed. And then when I woke up in the morning, I was 50.
You peed your pants.
I was 50.
I know.
It's all good.
We have to. There's so much more
whole,
to talk
yeah,
about.
We got to do
so
a whole
much
thing.
More. All right.
We'll talk about all of that.
Okay.
All right.
Anyhow, it is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Peace.